Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by SuperValu Insurance, looking out for you and yours with our new life and mortgage protection insurance.
Tweet at Miriam O'Call.
Artist and naturalist Don Conway was a firm favourite with fans of The Den because of the gentle way that he schooled Zig and Zag, and Ian and Ray, of course, and the lovely way that he taught generations of children to appreciate nature and to draw what they spotted in the gardens and fields around them. Well, Don is still on the go, looking out for Irish wildlife, campaigning for its protection, and painting and drawing what he observes. Don has a beautiful new book out called Drawn to Nature. It's published by Gill. Don Conway, good morning to you.
Hello, Mary. Great to see you.
Yeah, now I have that book in my hand. It really is a beautiful book. And you've even brought me in some of your illustrations, which is brilliant. We'll have a chat about them in a short while. Now, you're going to give me the potted history, though, of Don Conway first. Where did you grow up and where did you get your love of nature?
Well, I suppose I was very privileged insofar as that I lived beside a lovely park, Herbert Park, and I know you know it well. And along that bordered the Dodder River. So I used to go down there literally every day because it was a 5-minute walk from my house. And there, of course, I started seeing all kinds of wildlife at the corner of my eye. Didn't really take much notice of them. And then I saw this lovely old woman, and I realised nearly every morning she came down at the same time. Her name was Mrs. Green, and she used to feed the ducks. Yeah. And I said to her one day, you know, did she enjoy that? And she said, they're my family. Which was so sweet. And years later, I ended up writing a little poem, which is in the book. that kind of opened me up to looking at nature and then trying to sketch them. And then when I was about 9, my mother said to me, now, your Aunt Elizabeth's not too well. She's in hospital. Would you do her a nice get well card? And I said, sure. And of course, I did a card. And I knew she loved a robin, so I did a drawing of a robin singing outside the hospital window. Anyway, she loved the card, which was great. And then a couple of weeks later, I got a parcel in the post, and it had the stamp of the Queen of England on it. I said to my mother, yeah, I think the Queen sent me a present. She said, no, I don't think the Queen would be writing to you somehow. So I opened up and inside was a beautiful book, and it said The Wildlife of Britain and Ireland. I go, woo, how exciting. And my mother said, well, open up. They usually write something on the inside. So I opened it up and it said, to Don Conway, first prize, under 10s. But what it turns out that my aunt sent the card over to England.
And entered it for you.
Yeah, weekend magazines or something. That really triggered me off.
Your mum was a remarkable woman because... I know your dad died when you were only a baby.
Yeah, I was 6 months old, yeah. So I never knew him except, you know, to see the photographs, a few photographs around the place. Mm. But my mother was a very warm, gentle soul. And I felt, actually, as I grew older, I appreciate her more and more and more. And I was the youngest in the family, so...
How many children was she left with and what happened to your dad?
Yeah, well, 5 altogether. The thing is, he died of some kind of heart condition. I think a heavy smoker, as they all were in those days. A lot of people in those days, as you know, they wouldn't have said an awful lot about the ins and outs of things. But she was a great, gentle, stoical woman.
Now, look, how did you end up working on The Den and did you enjoy the mayhem of it?
I have to tell you very quickly, I got a letter one day from a psychiatrist. And he said, I sat down with my granddaughter watching this program called Den Television. And all I can say is it's a totally insane program. but you're a little oasis of calm in the whole thing.
That's lovely. And you were. But you were a great conduit as well to, of course, nature for children. Were you aware of that?
Well, yeah, I was actually deliberately trying to make them aware. Wildlife was a big thing for me, but also art. So the two of them together, I thought, can open up the world. And the great Leonardo da Vinci once said, there are those who see, there are those who see when they're shown, and there are those who just never see. And if I could get excited about seeing a blackbird or something like that, or try to draw it, I really wanted a shirt. It was, you know.
Of course, along with recognition, Don, came some very interesting interactions with people. Tell me about the man who appeared at your door with a bundle wrapped in a coat.
Oh, yes. I do meet them. But this particular one, anyway, I just moved into a home in Selbridge. And we were newly married, and the next minute, there's a knock on the door. So I came down. It was winter time. I was in my pyjamas. And this fellow standing there. And it was, I'm sorry. The girl, I'm driving home. Says you're big into the birds and the animals and things. I said, well, I have this dog I knocked down. I really feel bad about it. It's arranged to look after it because I don't know any vets around here. I don't know whether it'll survive or not. So I said, okay, bring it in. I brought it, big smelly blanket, you know, and he plunked on the ground. Anyway, I pulled back the blanket, a badger, and the badger shot down the passageway into the kitchen and slid on the tiles, knocking everything. Anyway, I came down and threw the blanket over to the badger, put it into the garden, and hoped it would be okay in the morning. And sure enough, it was out moving around and it was digging up the lawn. And then word got out and the neighbour's kids all came in. And it was very exciting. And then finally, after checking that it was okay, I brought it back to roughly where he told me he'd found it. And I put it in the cardboard box, thinking that'd be fairly secure. And I was driving a Renault 4. It eats through the box in the back, climbed over into the back seat, then in beside a passenger seat with me, then tries to get out through the windscreen. So finally I got stopped at this woods, opened it up, and it finally came back out and jumped out. And it was like something out of a Walt Disney movie. Seriously, it stopped and looked back at me.
As if to say, thanks a million, mate.
You're all right. And then it went off. Oh. That was my first big real encounter with a wild badger as well, you know.
And in that book you brought in today, not your new book, but in your book of illustrations, you've lots of birds in there as well, haven't you?
Yes, indeed, yeah. I think one of the great ways to get to know wildlife is through birds, first of all. If you can start identifying the birds, and most people would say that they don't know anything about birds. And then you say, well, do you know a robin? Oh, yeah, of course I know a robin. Do you know a blackbird? Yeah, the blackbird, it's black. Mm. And, you know, my magpie, I don't like magpies. So, but slowly but surely, they make quite a big list of things they do know.
Yeah, that's interesting.
And you build it from there, you know.
So, do you have a favourite bird?
No, I have lots of favourites. Of course, barn owl is one of my favourites. Mm. Because the very first time I saw a barn owl, I was so amazed, enchanted. It was so otherworldly. And it flew out across the field in the mist at nighttime. And I was with my uncle, who happened to be a farmer. And he said, oh, that's the white owl. And it lived in the barn. And it gave a strangled scream, you know, like a banshee. Beautiful bird, absolutely gorgeous.
You also love primroses. Yes. Tell me about primroses.
Well, I love obviously all the different things, but there was a man called Tom Berry. First, he was a priest, an American priest, but he was very much into promoting conservation and making people aware of what's around them as well. And lucky enough, I ended up being at a conference with him. And we sat down after the conference, having coffee. And I said, well, how did you get into nature yourself? And he says, well, Dan, when I was a little boy, I used to walk around the edge of the woods with my beautiful mother, holding her hand. It was such a joy. And one day she said, oh, look, honey, a yellow waterfall. And I looked over and all I could see was flowers. She said, they're primroses. The prima rosa, the first rose, spilling down there like a beautiful waterfall. And it was just beautiful the way he said it. And then he said to me, you know, my mother's long gone. The woods is long gone. And those primroses, I'm sure, are long gone. He said, but when I do get stressed, I close my eyes and I see that beautiful bank of primroses, this yellow waterfall spilling down.
That's beautiful, isn't it?
It was magical.
Yeah, you know? Magical, Don.
And I love these people who kind of think like Michelangelo and Leonardo. And they're very gentle. So, and that's because a lot of them are so in touch with nature.
But that's like you. I mean, to be honest, that's how you live your life. You are so in touch with nature.
Well, I try, but I wouldn't put myself in their category. But thank you for saying that.
And you do now on YouTube, you know, this draw with Don, and you got a great response to it.
Yeah, it was great fun because I'd been in Canada and my son is living over there at the moment. And we were talking about it, and he said, you should do something on YouTube because, you know. But when I came back, then there was all this chaos about COVID and everything. Mm. So I thought, well, I'll try something and see, can I bring a bit of joy through all this fear and anxiety? I mean, there's nothing that disempowers you more is fear, you know. Mm. So if you can give people a little bit of relief from that, and especially their children, and get them all drawing together. And then it got to the stage where some of the young women were saying to me, oh, yes, I'm in competition with my neighbour.
Yeah.
Who could draw the best owl? They're very generous in their praise, but I mean, it was lovely. You know.
Now, you dedicate this beautiful new book to your grown-up children and to your wife, Gay.
Yeah.
Do they share your passion for walks and wildlife and all you do?
They do. In fact, my son Richard and David and Sarah, Sophie and Justin, my family, they have a great love and knowledge and they're so enthusiastic. You know.
You think so deeply about nature and all of our connection to it. I mean, I wonder, do you see nature like as something healing, something spiritual?
I do, really, because for a long time I always felt a certain bond with nature. Now, we're lucky in this country and in the British Isles so we can see the four seasons and they're very distinct and that's lovely, you know. And stepping into a woods, as the late, great John Moriarty, who was a friend of mine as well, he used to say, you know, Don, I love going for a walk with you in the woods. I said, John, well, thank you very much. No, he says, a lot of people I know come into the woods with their information. They never meet the woods. You know what I mean?
True, yeah.
They're coming in with their knowledge and saying, oh, yeah, that's this and that's that and that's that. Well, John and I used to sit there maybe on a log and when he was such a wonderful philosopher. But he had that nice common touch as well. Yeah. And we'd have great old chats, you know.
Such a brilliant man, wasn't he, John Moriarty? Finally, I've never met you before, Don, but maybe it's because of your connection to nature, but you seem to be incredibly content in your life. You seem to radiate happiness. Is that true? And does that come from your attachment and love of nature?
Well, I'm first of all, I'm very privileged, I think, insofar as that being allowed to be creative. And I think the creative journey is very important. And I am surrounded with a loving family and friends. And they're very supportive of each other. And I know other people have problems and difficulties and that. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's just us. We're the only ones on this planet. We are the story. And I think we should care about each other.
Well, Don, it's been my privilege to speak to you this morning. It's a beautiful book. It's called Drawn to Nature and it's published by Gale. And honestly, it's a beautiful read.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Really appreciate it.